Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Returning for the second time, Tyrant Lizard. The group was born in Seattle with Greg Belialchi, Carmen Rothwell, Ray Larson playing guitar, bass, and trumpet. Well, Greg and Carmen have settled in on the East Coast. But Tyrant Lizard will not be stopped. Their second album, Playtime, has just been released, and the band is back together in Seattle to celebrate at the Royal Room tonight. I could go on and on about this new record. You really got to get a copy. It's fantastic. But hey, the trio's here, so let's let them play. Please help me welcome Tyrant Lizard. Tyrant Lizard live in the studios at 88.5 KNKX. Their first Seattle show in over 2 years is tonight at the Royal Room in Seattle, celebrating their new record, Playtime. That's my favorite song from the record. It's called Someday. Really got to pick this one up. We have Ray Larson on the trumpet, Greg Belialchi guitar, and Carmen Rothwell at the bass. A lot of folks are very familiar with Ray Larson's work around Seattle. He's been very busy from with all bands from Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints to Electric Circus and many, many more. Let's hear from the New Yorkers, Carmen and Greg, who have been out on the East Coast for a couple of years, at least in Greg's instance. I've been doing a little bit of online stalking. I know you two are very busy. Carmen, what have you been up to in the big city?
Yeah, so I've been playing with various bands, kind of similar to what I used to do here. I was in a lot of, before moving, I was in a lot of projects that were sort of collectively run, where we would, you know, want to be working on the music together and growing over a long period of time. So I have a couple of groups like that. One is a trio called Scree. I'm also in a trio with Andrew D'Angelo and Alan Mednard. And so those are kind of my most consistent projects that I have going right now, as well as just playing with other people on the scene. And I feel very lucky that I've gotten to play recently with some people who I really have admired for a long time. So that's, to me, that's one of the great things about being in New York is having access to more of those people.
Excellent. And Greg, I know even though you and Carmen are officially in the same city, it's a huge city, so you don't get actually a chance to work a lot together. Who have you been working with? What have you been up to in the Big Apple?
Yeah. When I first moved, I had just finished a big book of music, so I had a project called Book of Hours here in Seattle, and that was kind of the first thing that I put together when I moved. So that's a quartet with guitar, keys, drums, and bass. We recorded a record last December, and it's going to come out on Ears and Eyes Records in May. And we're going to do a West Coast tour in April and some East Coast dates later. So that band has been doing really well. And then another trio, a whole nother new set of music called Enzo. I've just had like an abundance of time to write and just kind of figure out what I want to do while I'm there. Mostly leading my own bands, but doing some other sideman stuff too.
It's great to have both of you back in town. Ray, I wonder if you could talk to us about the music and how Tyrant Lizard managed to put together a record bi-coastally. How does the logistics of that work? Were you flying out to the East Coast? Were they coming here? Was it done online? How did the music come together and the album especially?
I was flying out there. I flew out maybe 3 or 4 times last year, which was awesome. I mean, I wanted to spend more time in New York anyway, so it was a great reason to do that and impetus. But I did compose this music a little more thoroughly this time, since in the first album we had the luxury of just rehearsing things and figuring out forms and stuff as we went. So this body of work was mostly complete, and then we workshopped it. We rehearsed it a little bit. We played a house show at Andrew D'Angelo's house. That was the first gig we played in New York, or I played in New York. And then we did a show at Three's Brewing, which is a cool venue and brewery in Brooklyn, and then I went out again and we recorded in the studio. And that time was interesting because I never actually stepped foot in Manhattan.
Ah.
I just flew into Brooklyn and just stayed there. We recorded, and then I flew out, so...
Yeah. The new record's called Storytime, mm-hmm. and as I said, it's wonderful stuff. I've just from the first self-titled album to the new record, maybe it's because I'm an older guy, but I've noticed these three young players playing with a lot more confidence and self-assuredness and maturity, and you all three just sound so fantastic. And I wonder, going down the line, if we could talk about, personally, if you've noticed in yourself that your own progressing and you're getting better, more confident, or is it just all part of the journey for you? Carmen, you want to start off?
Well, for me, I guess it's hard for me to really look at myself and say exactly what's changed, because it's so subjective. But I've heard from other people who've known me for longer, like sometimes when I come back to Seattle and I play with somebody who I haven't played with for a long time, they might make a comment. I remember somebody telling me that I sounded much more like assertive. Mm. And or like decisive, mm-hmm. When improvising, which that sounds like it's probably true. I guess I feel that way generally. So that's probably my main.
Raymond Larson.
Similar. I'm always working on technical stuff, mm-hmm. and I do feel like I can objectively say that has improved in the last, you know, couple years or something. And you know, this is our third time playing here. And I've been in this room with some other groups too, and so it always feels a little more comfortable each time. So there's that, just getting more gigs and experiences under your belt, and just kind of feeling a little more comfortable in those situations. But I'm always trying to leave more space and listen more closely to the people I'm improvising with. So I hope that I'm correct in saying that's that's always improving too. Yeah.
And Greg, especially on the side of composing, how has your composing changed over the last couple of years?
I think it's gotten more specific. I've kind of figured out my own voice in that realm. And it's that also kind of informs how you play with other people too. You know, you're making more compositional choices when you're improvising that are maybe more appropriate for the moment than if you're not a composer. I don't know. That's just how I feel for myself. But I think with this band in particular, like, we're not in the get to know you phase anymore. You know, like, we've been playing together for several years now, and like the same body of work too, and like Ray's compositions all have a very strong thread, so we always get to the source really quickly. And yeah, I feel like the band has like a very strong sound, so it's just easier to fall back into it, whether we're like on the East Coast or West Coast or wherever.
Don't miss this young veteran group, Tyrant Lizard, playing at the Royal Room tonight to celebrate their new record, Playtime. And up next, song number two. This is the first single, I believe, from the record.
I think that's true. This is Brontosaurus Island. Thank you.
Tyrant Lizard live in the KNKX studios on 88.5 KNKX. Carmen Rothwell bass, Ray Larson trumpet, Greg Belial Chi at the guitar. The new record's called Storytime, and they're celebrating at the Royal Room tonight, the band February opening the show. I'd love to talk about the sound of the band, kind of the overall sound. And I've used words to describe the band like Americana, triumphant folk, and I tried on chamber twang the other day.
Oh, that's nice.
But I wonder, are there phrases you use to describe the band to kind of dial down into what it is, Ray?
Well, I like yours a lot, actually. chamber twang is a new one for me. I do kind of go towards words like reverberant, mellow, spacious, rubato, you know, open, things like that. But it is really difficult for me to describe any of my music always, and it's not because it's necessarily objectively hard to describe, but mostly because it's mine.
Yeah.
You never want to put it in a box, but I did, you know, our album was recently reviewed by Andrew Lethringer in the Earshot newsletter. And I was reading that, and so many of the things that he said kind of struck me as like, oh, yeah, those are the words I've been looking for so long. So I remember one was like gorgeously lyrical. I think lyrical is a good word for what we do because, you know, sometimes we're in time, sometimes we're out of time, but always the melody is kind of the focus, so...
Yeah. Now, you wrote almost all the original music on the album is Raymond Larson, but there are a couple of covers on the record, Storytime. Randy Newman's I Will Go Sailing No More, and the Billy Rose Lee David song Tonight You Belong to Me, which I think most folks know from the Steve Martin Bernadette Peters bit in The Jerk. And I wonder how you got around to choosing those songs to play. Was it a Ray Larson pick, or Carmen, were those your two picks, or Greg, who decided on the covers?
Well, I do want to say Greg did write one of the tunes on the album.
Oh, he did?
Just sort of a very nice dark side. but yeah, those covers, I think, just were things that I mean, the Randy Newman song, I Will Go Sailing No More, is, of course, from Toy Story. It's when Buzz Lightyear learns that he is just a toy and he's not a spaceman. And that has always kind of just recycled in my head, you know, ever since I saw Toy Story long ago. So I think that was one where I was just humming it one day and thought, oh, Tyrant Lizard might do something cool on this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Tonight You Belong to Me. I think that was my fiance Nina's idea. She was listening to that, and every once in a while she says, Tyrant Lizard should do this, Tyrant Lizard should do that. Usually I say no, but in that case, I think it was...
Last time, maybe it was like right before we recorded... We were rehearsing at my apartment in Brooklyn. I made chili, and then we watched Toy Story 3. Because I had never seen it, and Carmen and Ray were telling me how existentially amazing it was. And they were right. So I think that really informed our interpretation of the Randy Newman song. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Has Tyrant Lizard ever played a cover where it sounded like a good idea at the time, and then you played it and you're like, oh, this is not a good idea. We should not be doing Black Sabbath songs.
Yeah. Nothing that extreme. We did play Moon River for a little while, which is one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. And it just never, surprisingly, just never felt like it was something the band wanted to do.
Right.
Not any of us individually, but just as a group, it just didn't feel right.
Now, the first show in Seattle in over 2 years is tonight at the Royal Room. There are a handful of tickets still available. Call up the club, get yourself a table reserved, and make it to the show to pick up a copy of the new CD. Now, there's a great opener of the show, too, bassist Kelsey Mines' group, February. Can you tell us a little bit about that group?
Yeah, they're an awesome quartet. When I saw them a while ago, it was bass, drums, vibraphone, and piano. And the pianist, Andrew Olmsted, has just moved to Chicago. So now there's a guitarist I've never heard before, Carlos, who I'm excited to hear tonight. But it's Kelsey's band, and she's a really beautiful bassist. And she put a really interesting set of music together. So I'm really excited to hear it. I've heard them several times. They have a new album out. And so you can hear it online if you search February. I think it's februaryband.bandcamp.com, something like that. But
Enough about them. Let's get back into some Tyrant Lizard music. Ray, Greg, and Carmen live on 88.5 KNKX. Take it away. Lizard live on 88.5 KNKX. Greg Belialchi at the guitar, Raymond Larson trumpet, Carmen Rothwell at the bass. The new album's called Storytime. They're celebrating the release at the Royal Room in Seattle tonight. These are three of the most talented and exciting young musicians this city has produced. I really encourage you checking out the show and the record. And this is definitely a case when the whole is greater than some of the parts, and that's saying something. Thank you all so much for being here. That was wonderful. Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle and all the supporters of KNKX. Your generous contributions all year long have made these performances possible. Check out all the archives, knkx.org. Big thanks to our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Thanks to John Kessler for his audio production. Big thanks to Brenda Goldstein Young for setting up all of our studio sessions all year long. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd. More midday jazz on 88.5 KNKX.